Mayweather v. Pacquiao. It's not that he's afraid of Manny. 1. Neither has reached ease of consciousness. Mayweather won't fight until the build-up flourishes to a significance that matches his imminent flat line into simple blue days couched with videos of his former self crushing a series of chumps. The clubs involved with the post-culmination of dreams celebrations will likely have footage as well, should he like to recall his original state of flying outside, above the realm of other people. 2. Said she was messed up about boys and he was too nice for that. He makes his angst more grand by blasting the subwoofer and revving his little engine, gasolinic rivers plumed to prove her wrong and depart from his natural self. He did feel something different, and built his melancholy up to occupy a roomy Russian ballroom and stretch its legs balletic across the freshly waxed floor. 3. The gouged ruby was hiked as the dealer repeated the tragedies it took. The dead husband, the debts, the original lover, the consigner got it from who'd plucked it, among hawks and guns in Alexandria. 2 loves lost, he mused, and from the edgings you can tell the jeweler treated his rocks as pedestaled lovers, never meant for him, always on their way to brighter pastures. 4. Mayweather feels like he can fight, but he can't. He drifts off well before the surround sound knockout, which is tragic. All his eggs in a sad, single ring, no saving grace.